Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Colin Bird, who's Executive Chairman at Extract Resources. How are you today, Colin?
I'm very good, thank you. Zach, how are you?
Right, we've had news regarding Bushranger, which, as people can probably tell by the name, is an Australian location. What's going on there ahead of Christmas?
Well, we're drilling, and they've hit it on the nose ahead of Christmas. And this hole, you know, could be up to a kilometre, 1,000 metres long. We're going to drill right bang down the centre of the porphyry because, you know, we've had such good numbers. And typically, porphyries, as you go deeper, the copper will go back and the gold will go up. You've left right at the top of all the other base metals, zinc, as you sometimes get. And so we want to know what the guts of the porphyry is going to tell us. But essentially, we want to know how deep does it go. And we're targeting not much less than 850. And it could be a kilometre and longer. So Christmas becomes very important because it's got to be finished by Christmas Eve, or our poor contractors will be having their turkey on the drilling site. Because see, if you leave the holes in, if you leave the rods in the hole, they might get stuck. And if you take them out, the hole might cave in. Both of those situations wouldn't cost Extract, but they would, of course, cost a contractor dearly. So it's day and night drilling, 24 hours a day drilling. We've already gone about 70, 80 metres. We're in competent rock. And the target, as I say, is about 80 metres a day. But, you know, you'll have some 50 metres days and hopefully we'll have some 100 metre days. So we want this done and dusted. And I sincerely hope that the mineralisation goes down to 1,000 kilometres, 1,000 metres. And we want it done and dusted by Christmas Eve. So it's so exciting, this one, Zach. Can you imagine drilling a 1,000 metre hole? It's the good old days of Sol Gold when, you know, you start reporting your mineralization and the mineralization. And on it goes. And I very much hope that we're going to be in that boat.
So it's a chunky asset and a large asset by the sounds of it.
It's a whopper. And, you know, that's the one with the buyback from Anglo American. So if we reach a certain size, they've got an 80% buyback opportunity. And if we don't reach that and decide, you know, it's big enough for us and we want to start a mine, they've got a buy-in opportunity. So very interesting, nice situation to be. Now, once we've found how far this, it's like a carrot dipped on its side, you know, we've found out how far this carrot goes. We're next going to drill holes through the carrot to find out how it represents itself, if you like, longitudinally. So first exercise, how deep, how far does it go? Next exercise is how wide is it, you know? So we'll have all of that information, but we're not going to keep the market in the dark. It's not going to be one of those things, Zach. I think the market wants to know, deserves to know, and should know progress. So I intend to set up a structure where we put on our website, drill cores and pictures. We would be doing proper detailed XRF, which for regulatory purposes, of course, you can publish, but it is not what any ore resource would work on, but it is very indicative of what grades you're meeting if it's done properly. And of course, gold, we will have to wait for the assay. So regular market updates, fingers crossed that we get this thing, fingers crossed for the company. It's not that important if it finishes on the 27th or the 29th, but let's keep our fingers crossed for the contractors who want to go home, see their family and enjoy the turkey.
Right. And I think, I mean, the point there, I suppose, which hasn't been highlighted by you, maybe you're being modest, but I mean, having Anglo-American there, let's say, waiting in the wings is quite a coup, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I mean, gee whiz, I can remember in previous issues that, you know, to first of all attract major interest can be quite difficult, and they're very cagey and they're very secretive. So to actually have an agreement where you openly told your market, with the agreement, of course, of the Anglo-American Corporation, that they have a buyback opportunity if it reaches certain criteria, they could buy 80% of it. But it's not as though you're locked into their figures, because the 80% buyback is in an independent analysis. So if we are in those eddy days of $9,000 copper, which I've been predicting for the last 18 months, You can imagine 400 million tons at 0.45% copper equivalent is going to be worth an awful lot of money.
Okay, so moving from Australia to Zambia, so I think we've talked about a lot of things, but we haven't talked about Zambia recently. But what's the position there at the moment for extract?
Well, the position again is where I would want it to be, is that I'm aware of the fact that there's a lot of demand at the moment from all sorts of end users for copper ore, which has been upgraded, or if you're close enough to the facility, which is, can stand the transport costs. And so I've had a company called Addison in London perform 3D work. They predicted where we should drill. I published the results, and now we've got pit boundaries. And so we know that we've got a resource which is capable of being worked and capable of being worked soon. For protection, we're going to stick some shallow holes where they've earmarked the pit might be. So they'll be small, limited depth, 90 meters, 100 meters, reverse circulation holes. And we've already got the excavator's on its way down there. There's been some rain, so we've had to reload it onto a stronger vehicle. The bulldozer's down at the site, and we're pumping the driver pit. So we'll be taking some bulk samples so the off-takers can try it. And I'm going to use a contractor to get that pit working just as soon as we possibly can in the new year. So in essence, we've got the pit shape. We're providing bulk samples to off-takers. And we've got enough tons to plan the next 2 years. I'm rather hoping it'll be a 5 or 6 year operation. So, but we can drill out in advance of the pit. We've got the box cut, and we can start the excavation and workings. Good news is that this is oxide ore down to, 70 meters, which is probably as far as we'd take the pit anyway. And the average grade is around about 2.3% as predicted. In our budgetary calculations, I've knocked it back to 2%, but that's acid soluble. So Zach, that's quite good material. At Kalengwa, we've taken the sample away for testing, and news has come back that you can upgrade it 5 or 6 to 1. News has come back also that a particular fraction has got most of the acid soluble copper, and alongside that is magnetite. So we can get that out with electric, magnetic separators, not the electric ones, just fixed magnets. And so therefore might be upgrade to 14%, and we'll have certainly a lot of interest in taking that. So our copper mission is, we've set it up a pace. It's got to go. We're in the right environment. The dancing around, that's finished. That's exactly, we're on with it. And the sooner I can get Eureka into production, soon followed by Kalengwa, the better. And of course, we've got the blue sky down in Australia of this machine. So I'm feeling good about where we are as we go into the festive season proper, and really excited in all our preps for the new year.
So basically 2021 looks like it'll deliver on the promises of 2020, basically.
That's right, and I do really appreciate what shareholders are saying to me. Come on, Colin, get it moving. And they're so right. You can talk as much as you like, but nothing beats delivering copper to the off-taker. It's come on, Colin, deliver time. It really is.
Okay, Colin Bird, Executive Chairman of Extract Resources. Thank you very much indeed, and have a great Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you very much indeed. And you too, of course.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.